We've talked a lot about the predator-prey interaction and how prey can fool predators. And you've got a couple of like quickie things from the recent science. Let's start with the cuttlefish, which is kind of a squid-like.
Have you ever heard of cuttle bone that you would put in a parakeet's cage that they would peck away at it and stuff like that? It's actually the internal body part of cuttlefish, which looked like a squid or an octopus, and it's this little stiffening rod that's in the middle of them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they're not a fish, but they can swim away when they're being attacked by a predator like a shark. They can sit still and be camouflaged visually, so we might have trouble seeing them. But this study from researchers at Duke University noticed that they were also hiding in another way that we wouldn't notice so well, and that's that a lot of the, let's say, a shark coming by isn't just smelling, isn't just looking for motion, but they're also sensing electric fields.
Seriously.
That come from your muscles whenever you move around. You're not only visual, but you're sending off an electrical field from the contraction of your muscles. So they noticed in controlled conditions that when a shark would go by, these cuttlefish would freeze. And not like just stop moving, but they would shut down their breathing, any internal muscle movements or anything. They would just shut them down. So it would be going dark. You could say their electric fields were going dark.
Wow.
So the shark couldn't sense those.
That is very, very still.
Which would work at night, right? Of course, if the shark's cruising by and you're this little cuttlefish out there, they could still sense you by your electric fields if you were moving much.
That's amazing. So they really do kind of stop their hearts to
hide. It's a heart-stopping experience.
Yeah, it's a heart-stopping experience.
Yeah, I don't know if they stopped the heart, but pretty much anything they could stop, they did.
Yeah, that's – wow. Just imagine. And so now on to the Luna moth, which does a different thing with the bats.
Right. So here's another sense that we don't normally use. You know, when bats are out hunting moths at night, you know, we wouldn't be able to see the moth very well, but the bats can sense them with echo sounding or you know, the sonar kind of thing. They'll make a little sound and it'll bounce off whatever they're hunting and come back and tell them where they are. So if you've ever seen a Luna moth, they're these big, beautiful green moths with these long trailing strips of tail.
Right, very showy.
Yeah, very showy coming behind each wing. And so these researchers speculated that it may have something to do with avoiding bat predation. Mm-hmm. So if you imagine you're this bat coming in trying to grab a Luna moth, and they got these big fluttering wings, and it can be confusing because you want that big middle part of the insect. Well, with these trailing tails on the wing, your echo sounding will bounce off that and it's fluttering. So if you get distracted and you go for that little trailing end of the tail, of course, the moth is going forward.
Yeah.
So you'll lunge at that little strip and you'll miss the moth. And so that was done experimentally also in cages. And they had moths with intact little flaps on their tails and others without. And the bats were catching the ones that didn't have the little trailing tails.
Well, I can picture the scenario where the bat goes for the tail by mistake and then the moth has lost its sort of defense mechanism.
Right.
I'm assuming that it loses part of its tail, so then it's defenseless.
Yeah. You can see that in a lot of insects, you know, as the season goes on, their wings get tattered, not just, you know, the moths, but even bees and things like that too. But, you know, usually these insects don't live all that long and hopefully live long enough to reproduce, let's say, before their wings get too damaged.
Oh, fascinating. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger, Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by Paul Smiths, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.